today? Bab Dada.
Apa ni? Jarur ki. Sista.
Bab Dada is seeing his elevated children from everywhere, those who have a right to self-sovereignty and are stable in their stage of self-respect. The father, the respect the father has given the children is even higher than that of himself. He has liberated every child from falling at the feet and has made them the crown of his head. He has always called himself the servant of the lovely children. He gave the respect of such a great authority to the children. So does each of you consider yourself to have such self-respect? What is the special qualification of someone who is stable in self-respect? To the extent that someone has self-respect, accordingly, he will also be one who gives respect to everyone. To the extent that that one has respect,
Nirvana.
to that extent he will be humble. And also be loved by everyone. The sign of one who has self-respect is that he would love the Father. And also love everyone. And also he'll be loved by the Father and loved by everyone. He would not have love for a limited number. He would have love for the unlimited. The Father is loved by everyone. Whether someone is 1 month old or original jewel. Each one believes, I belong to Baba and Baba belongs to me. This is a sign of being loved by everyone, of elevated self-respect, because such children are the ones who follow the Father. Look for little children from little children to the elderly, mature children. The Father has given respect to all ages. To the youth, he has given the self-respect of seeing them as world benefactors from being those who were destructive. He has made them great. The householders living in the family, he has made them even higher than the great souls and great Jagat Gurus, sages. Although they live at home, he has made them into those who made the great souls, those who have an attitude of staying beyond, bow down to them. He has reminded the Kumaris of the respect of the form of Shiv Shaktis and has made them that. He has given the older, mature, experienced children the self-respect of being equals of Father Brahma. Similarly, the children who are stable in their self-respect will see every soul with self-respect. They will not just look at them in that way. But will come into relationships and connection with them in that way. Self-respect finishes body consciousness. Swaman and Dehabhiman. Self-respect finishes body consciousness. Where there is self-respect, there won't be arrogance of the body. The very easy method to finish body consciousness is to stay constantly in your self-respect. Always look at each one with self-respect. Whether someone is part of the infantry or even the last number in the rosary of 16,000, according to the drama, even the last number has received one speciality or another from the father, according to the drama. Someone who has self-respect would give respect to others seeing their speciality. Speciality of each one would be merged in his vision, attitude and actions. Anyone who belongs to the Father is a special soul, even if he is number wise. Compared to the souls of the world, he is one out of multi-millions. Do all of you consider yourselves to be special souls in this way? You have to remain stable in your self-respect. Not in body consciousness, but self-respect. Why does the father have love for every child? It is because the father knows that the child has recognized him and belongs to him. Even if they have come into this gathering for the first time, nevertheless, the child has said, "Baba, and so he is worthy to receive the father's love." Dada, Bab Dada has the most love for all the children from everywhere. Follow the father in the same way. There isn't a single one who is not loved. Each one is loved. Look, any child who says, "My Baba," what brings this consciousness of mine? This is love. All of you who are sitting here, do you feel that it is love that has made you belong to the Father? The Father's love is a magnet. With the magnet of love, you came to belong to the Father. Love from the heart, not love just in words. Love from the heart is the foundation of this Brahmin life. Why do you come to meet Baba? It is love that has brought you here, is it not? All of you who have come here and are sitting here, why have you come? It was love that pulled you, was it not? How much love do you have? Is it 100% or is it less? Those of you who think that you have 100% love, raise your hands. 100% in your love. It isn't even slightly less. Acha. So, do you have just as much love among yourselves within the Brahmin family? Should Baba ask you to raise your hands for this? There is a percentage in this. Just as the Father has love for everyone, in the same way, children should also have love for everyone and be loved by all. Do not look at the weaknesses of others. If someone is influenced by sanskar, who is it that you have to follow? Those who are influenced? You are those who give the mantra that disciplines the mind, the mantra that liberates them from any influence. You are those who liberate them, are you not? Or are you those who look at others? Or is it that you can see their weaknesses? What would you do if you saw something bad? Would you continue to look at it? Or would you step away? Bab Dada has seen that those who have love in their heart, those who have love for the Father in their heart, would definitely have love for everyone. Love in the heart. It's a very easy method to become complete and perfect. No matter how knowledgeable someone is, if they don't have love in the heart, they would not have an enjoyable Brahmin life. It would be a dry, tasteless life. On the path of knowledge, if there is knowledge without love, then questions arise in knowledge. Why, what? However, if there is love with knowledge, then that person would always remain absorbed in love. Someone who has love does not have to make effort to remember the one he loves. If someone is just knowledgeable but doesn't have love, then he has to labor. That one eats the fruit of labor, and this one eats the fruit of love. Knowledge is the seed. And love is the fat, is the water. If the seed doesn't receive the water of love, the fruit cannot emerge. Today, Bab Dada was checking love in the hearts of all the children. Love for the Father and for everyone else.
Love for me.
So what do all of you consider yourselves to be? Are you loving? Are you? Those of you who think that you are loving in your heart, raise your hands. Loving to everyone. You have love in your heart for the Father. Are you also loving to everyone else? To everyone? Does each one of you think this one is my brother or sister? Does each one of you think this one belongs to me? Do you believe that? Or do only some of you believe that? Just as all of you raise your hand for having love for the Father, that is, you are loving to the Father, in the same way, would you raise your hand for everyone else? That is, you have love for all? Will you receive that certificate? Bab Dada had told you earlier too that you mustn't receive a certificate from just the Father. That you also have to receive it from the Brahmin family. Because at this time the Father is establishing both a religion and a kingdom at the same time. There won't be just the Father in the kingdom. There will also be the family. Be loving to the Father and also be loving to the family. You have become knowledgeable. But it is also essential to be loving at the same time. To stay in your self-respect and also to give regard, both are essential. As soon as each of you children took Brahmin birth, the father gave you respect. And this was how you became so elevated. You have to give respect in this one birth. And you will receive respect, the reward of that, throughout the whole cycle. For half the cycle, you receive the respect of having a right to the kingdom, and for half the cycle, on the path of devotion, you receive respect from the devotees. However, the basis of this for the whole cycle is to give respect in this one birth and to receive respect. Double foreigners have also come. Dhamma foreigners are sitting in the front. Double foreigners are clever. You don't miss out in any turn. It is good. Those who take the chance are called chancellors. So you are clever in taking your chance. Bab Dada gives special congratulations to the double foreigners for one thing in particular. What is that? You have been scattered here and there. Your country has changed. The religion of some has also changed. Your culture too has changed. However, although all these have changed, your eyes of recognizing the Father was very sharp, so that even though everything was different, you were clever in recognizing the Father. You have recognized the Father and made Him belong to Him. you made the family belong to you. You made the Brahmin culture yours. So you are clever, are you not? And Bab Dada? Always sees the speciality that you have love for the father, and that you also have a lot of love for service. Because of having love for service, you remain very busy, do you not? You do double service. Not even double, you do triple service. You have your Laukik job, you also have the service of giving knowledge, and together with that, Bab Dada has seen that the majority of you children are cooperative in doing Karma Yoga service at the centers. So when Bab Dada sees that you children remain busy in all three types of service, he is pleased and congratulates you from his heart. Even now, Bab Dada is seeing children everywhere abroad. Some are celebrating this meeting in the night and others are celebrating this meeting in the day. Love means to remain absorbed in love. You don't have to make effort to remember someone you love. It is difficult to forget someone you love. If you have to make effort, the reason for that is, check the love in your heart. Is there a leakage anywhere? Whether there is attachment to a person, to a person's speciality? To any facility or to any salvation. Or extra salvations. Enough salvation is all right. But sometimes you have love or attachment for extra salvation. You would continue to remember that salvation. The sign of that is when there is a leakage, there won't be the experience of constant contentment in your life. For whatever reason, one reason or another, will make you experience discontentment. Wherever there is contentment, the sign of that is that there will be constant happiness. You will be constantly smiling like a spiritual rose. You will not have an off mood. You will always remain double light. So, do you understand? Now, save yourself from laboring. Bab Zada doesn't like it when the children have to labor. You have labored for half the cycle and now enjoy yourselves. Remain absorbed in love. Experience the pearls of love at the bottom of the ocean of knowledge. Do not just take a dip and come out of the ocean, but remain merged in it. All of you have made a promise, have you not? that you will live with the father and go back home with him. Have you made this promise? Will you go with him or follow him? Those who are ready to go with Baba, raise your hands. Are you ready? Are you ready? Raise your hands after careful consideration. To be ready means to be equal to the Father. Who will go with him? Those who are equal will go with him. So will you go with him? Are you ever ready? Is the first row ever ready? Ever ready? Are you ever ready? If you are given an order tomorrow to go with him, will you go? Will the householders, will you go? Will you not remember your children? Will the mothers go with Baba? Are you mothers ready? Will you not remember anyone? Will the teachers remember the centers and the students? Will you not remember them? Achha. Have all of you become free from attachment? That is very good. Then you won't have to labor, will you? Today, Bab Dada, whether you are sitting in front of the Father or sitting in the Father's heart while sitting at distance, wants to make everyone free from labor. Will you become that? You have applauded. But will you become that? From tomorrow, no one will go to the dadis. You won't make them make effort on you. Will you? You will meet them for enjoyment. You will not go to the zonal heads. You will not complain. You will be complete. Is that okay? Now raise your hands. Raise your hands after careful consideration. Do not raise them just like that. There are no complaints. They are thinking. Did you raise your hands? Acha. No complaints. No one has the consciousness of mine, or no one belongs to you. I doesn't exist, mine doesn't exist. They have finished. The consciousness of I and mine is finished. Look, you have made a promise, and that is good. However, it is just that you don't take the benefit of that promise. You very quickly make a promise. But in order to take the benefit of it, first of all, have realization every day, and secondly, revise it. Revise your promise every day. What did I promise? After the meeting at Amritvela, make a chart of the balance of both the promise and its benefit. Vaida and Faida, promise and benefit. What did you promise? What benefit are you taking? Realize this and revise it. When there is a balance, it will be all right. Seeing all the children, Bab Dada sings the song, Wa children wa. Acha, what are you going to do now? It is Indo's turn to serve. It is good that every zone receives this chance. By getting a special chance, you receive benefit from the atmosphere. You accumulate in your account of charity by serving the yajna, and through service, your relationships of spiritual love through relationship and connections with all Brahmins increase. So you are doing very well. And from tomorrow, the winding up will also begin. So you have done very well. You will go back having filled yourselves with the power of service for all time. It is good. You have taken the chance of service. And so especially continue to give the return in service of the benefit you have taken from the promise that you have made before returning. Take benefit of the promise you made. It is not just a promise. There is also benefit. Acha. One minute is famous. all of you who have made a promise to be free from laboring. Have you not? Everyone raise your hand. Okay, take a photo. Okay, you can put down your hands. Now, for 1 minute, underline this promise in your heart with determination. Make it firm in your heart. To all the children everywhere who have self-respect, to those who always have love for the Father in their heart, to the elevated souls who have love for everyone, to the intense effort making children who always remain free from laboring and who experience liberation in life, to the blissful children who always maintain a balance between the promise they make and the benefit they take from that promise, to those who always remain in pleasure, and who also enable others to stay in pleasure, to such confluence-aged children who have a right to the elevated fortune, love and remembrance from Bab Dada, and blessings from the comfort from the heart of the Comforter of Hearts, love, remembrance and Namaste. Thank you. Madhurvani group will sing a song and toli will be distributed in the hall. Baba has given us so much love and made us to make a promise. And made us to revise our promise.
अभी मधुरवाणी ग्रुप प्यारे बाबा के स्नेह का एक बहुत सुंदर गीत प्रस्तुत करेंगे. ओ स्नेह के सागर आए, बच्चों से मिलन मनाए. बाबा बच्चों को कितना प्यार करते हैं और बच्चे भी उतना प्यार करते हैं और बच्चे भी बाबा को कहते हैं बाबा आए हैं बच्चों से मिलन मनाने के लिए. हॉल में बैठे हुए सभी भाई बहनों को टोली देना आरंभ करेंगे मधुरवाणी ग्रुप के गीत के बाद. आदरणीय दादी रतन मोहिनी जी से हम वरदानी बोल सुनेंगे और उसके बाद आदरणीय भ्राता निर्भय भाई से वरदानी बोल सुनेंगे.
आफ्टर मधुरवाणी ग्रुप सिंग्स एंड वी विल लिसन टू रतन मोहिनी दादी एंड आल्सो निर्भय भाई.
सागर आए हम बच्चे मिलन मनाए.
सागर आए बच्चों से मिलन मनाए.
अव्यक्त रूप से भी हम तो साकार पाल ना पाते.
अव्यक्त रूप से भी हम तो साकार पाल ना पाते.
आप बड़े ही जादूगर क्या जादूगरी दिखाते.
आए
दादी रतन मोहिनी जी, दादी जानकी जी की एक बहुत सुंदर किताब बन कर के आई है। किताब का नाम है समर्पण।
There's a beautiful book on behalf of Dadi Janki, where there are small stories.
सुंदर किताब बनाई गई है जिसका नाम है समर्पण।
And the title of that book is Dedication, Surrender.
Dadi Janaki hamesha bahut sundar choti choti kahaniyan sunati rahi hain. Vah kitab Dadi Ratan Mohini ji uska udghatan kar rahe hain.
Ratan Mohini Dadi is inaugurating that book.
Is kitab ke nimitt apni khushi prakat karenge aur bahut sundar title hai jo dadi ka gun tha wahi
Thank you.
Om Shanti.
Ek baar bolo sabhi.
Everyone can repeat Om Shanti. We'll listen to Baba's murli today. Nowadays, we don't talk much in the gathering. The book that is written, it's about the stories, small stories, which is filled with blessings. This book is about the stories that Dadi Janki has narrated in different talks and classes. In those small stories are about Dadi's experiences. We will read them, read those stories, and also inculcate those things in our lives. And whatever we will read, we will explain to others as well. How Dadi Janki came to Baba, and how she inculcated different things in her life, we can experience all those things while reading this book. Many of them has already left the hall, and now with these few words, I take your leave as well. Now we will listen to Nirbhay Bhai. Brothers and sisters from Indore, brothers and sisters from Ludhiana, and also brothers and sisters from all over the world. Congratulations to everyone on this day.
आप सभी ने अनुभव किया होगा
everyone must have experienced.
Thanks deta hu hamare video department jinhone ye video chun karke aur usko bade acche dhang se dikhaya.
I thank the video department for choosing this video and showing that up in a very well way, in a beautiful way. And also the sound department, Ravi Bhai. The sound was very clear and we were able to understand each and every word of Baba. It was as though Dadi Gulzar was in front of us and Baba was speaking through Gulzar Dadi in front of us.
Sabhi Dadiyan, Prakashmani Dadi, Janki Dadi, Sabhi saath mein the.
And we could see Prakashmani Dadi, Janki Dadi. I don't know where Ratanmani Dadi was. Might be she was behind somewhere. She was sitting in the front. And everyone saw Munni Ben also.
So, this is the selection of our brothers.
The selection of Murli today was a heart touching one. It really touched my heart. Baba's Murli, each poem. We could see Baba has so much deep love for the children. And Baba was giving us the signal to have that deep love for each other amongst ourselves. The ocean of love, Father. He is giving us such knowledge, teachings in such an easy way, in a beautiful way. Today there might be less brothers and sisters. But at that time, when Baba spoke this Murli, maybe there were around 12,000 brothers and sisters, and there were some double foreigners as well. Today, even double foreigner brothers and sisters might also been happy watching this Murli. But we were not able to see Mohini Ben, Jayanti Ben, Vedanti Ben. We didn't see them. We didn't see them in the video. Even Gayatri Ben, we were not able to see her. Maybe they might have not come in that group. I found it very refreshing. Today's Murli was very refreshing. Baba underlined about having the feeling of belongingness for each other. What is the attitude that we need to have for each other? What is the vision that we need to have for each other? It is such a subtle thing.
प्यार की बात है.
इट इज अबाउट स्पिरिचुअल लव, डीप लव फॉर ईच अदर. Today we are remembering Dadi Janki as well.
Janki Dadi, Baba ke saath aakar ke lipat jati thi.
Dadi used to come up and hug Baba.
Dekh rahi hongi, aaj bhi dekha unhone. Aur isi tarah
Ansa Ben must have seen today, and Nilu Ben must also have seen.
नचा रही थी जैसे प्रकाशमणि दादी थोड़ी अपने हिसाब से ही हाथ हिला रही थी लेकिन उनका भी विशेष आज ऐसा लगा. आज विश्वरतन दादा को भी देखा.
I also saw Vishwaratan Dada today in the gathering.
प्रकाश
also saw Om Prakash Bhai, Railway Department. This Murli is of
2005. So, Murli is 2005, 15 years ago, but he has refreshed so much.
Murli was about 15 years old, but it was as though it is relevant for today, and we got refreshed. We listened to the Murli, we refreshed, and Baba made us to make a promise. We should have elevated feelings for each other. These are the brothers and sisters who would be our companions in golden age. Om Shanti.
हम सभी दो मिनट बाबा की याद में बैठेंगे अभी.
Okay, Om Shanti. Hope you all had a very beautiful experience with Baba Dada, and see you next time.